It's great to look out on the Straits of Mackinac and see the beautiful Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. I've had, many shocks in my life, but two of them include Mackinac Island and one includes this fabulous Grand Hotel. When Dan Musser called to give me the news that they were selling, the family was selling after all these years, the next one was Chris Shepler calling and saying they were selling. And I was no less surprised or shocked. But I think it's turned out okay, Chris.
Good morning, Paul W.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
And welcome to Mackinac.
Thank you.
It has turned out great. It's turned out great for our guests, our cast members, our family. It was the right partner at the right time, and we've enjoyed our short relationship with Mr. Hoffman, and it's been great.
Well, it's kind of similar to what has taken place here at Grand Hotel. You had the Musser family taking good care of this jewel, but with more limited resources than the company that bought them. And the people who bought you, Mr. Hoffman and his sons or children,
yep,
whoever,
correct,
have many other companies that have to do with the waterways. And so they were just bigger and had more of an opportunity to invest back in the company, but smart enough to keep Mr. Shepler in charge of running the company.
That is true. I have a 3-year contract with Mr. Hoffman, and as he says, you're going to really like working for me, and we'll figure it out after 3 years. So whether that's I'm finished in 3 years or I go another 3 or I stay on for a while, I'm excited for the future of the company. I'm excited to be a part of the Hoffman family of companies. And the big reason for all of that is the succession of the company was I don't want to say lacking, but there was no one next in charge. I have no kids. My wife and I don't have kids. My brother has 2 kids, but they're 9 and 11. That means I've got to stay until I'm about 80, 85, and I'm not sure I can do that. So it was we sat around the table, our family, and talked about what the next move might be and who's in and who's out and how long. And it just morphed into that discussion. And then it happened so fast with Bob Curry and Greenwich Capital out of Birmingham, Michigan. They did a great job of putting that package together.
Well, I'm just glad it worked out well for you, because there are a lot of people listening now that have family businesses that have a succession issue or problem.
Yeah.
And going into the, would you be the 3rd or 4th generation?
3rd generation.
3rd generation,
yeah,
is the toughest.
Yeah.
And looking from this day forward. So timing-wise and otherwise, it all worked out very well.
It certainly did. And if I can just offer a suggestion is to don't be afraid to talk about it. If you're a 3rd, 2nd, 4th generational family and you're even remotely thinking about this, don't be afraid to sit down with your family members and talk about it and see where it goes. It may not go nowhere, but it may go somewhere.
Well, it went somewhere, and I know you well enough to know that if there were some issues or problems, you'd tell me. And maybe not on the radio, but you haven't told me off the air.
I haven't told you. No, everything's great.
So I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you.
And we mentioned that we came out on several different ferries, Mackinac Island, Shepler's Mackinac Island ferries, and they were all full. Now, that is part of this event here, but it couldn't be all for this event.
No, we've been, September's been fantastic, and I listened to Tim High's interview with you, and it is perfect. You know,
this perfect season.
It's perfect season. We were maybe down just a little bit in the summer months, and then September's hit, and we've been up in September. The weather's been fantastic, and we couldn't be happier with what September's bringing. And September has really taken over in terms of being one of the busiest months of the year. Obviously, August is busy, July is busy, but right behind it is September, and it's not that far off of August and July's numbers.
We tend to talk about this great facility because this Grand Hotel is where the Michigan Association of Convention and Visitor Bureau's annual educational conference is taking place. It's where we have broadcast from for well over 30 years in the parlor. But there are a lot of other great places on this island, award-winning places. The Calloward family just won for, I think, Island House, two different categories. God bless the Calloward family.
Absolutely.
And this place is open until the end of October, Sunday, October 31st. And we've said this before, they actually have people who come here specifically to help close up the hotel.
Isn't that crazy?
And they participate in it.
Yeah.
And they love it. And they ring the bell. And then they'll come back when it's time to open again, or other people may come for the opening or whatever.
And I'm wondering if we could do that, help pull engines and, you know, scrub bottom of boats and things of that sort.
Oh, I bet you get a lot of people that want to do that. You know, I coming in yesterday and seeing you've got such a good team and such good young people, has it been difficult to get enough staff?
No. Well, yes. Do we have enough staff this year? First time in 3 years we've been fully staffed.
Okay,
so,
good.
You know, that took a commitment on Mr. Hoffman and our part to raise the wage and really kind of soften a little bit of the culture, perhaps. You know, we got some guys wearing beards, which is okay, and not that the culture is dipped, but we're allowing those type of things, which open the door for those that are thinking in that way.
I didn't know that you had like Disney-like regulations.
We do, yeah.
That's funny.
We got the little Shepler lookbook.
Oh, and, really? The Shepler lookbook.
I'll show it to you.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing you let beards now, because I just grew my first beard this year, and I love being the voice of Shepler's Mackinac.
And we love
it's an honor. It is an honor. And I think, is it just Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry.com?
Yeah, Shepler's Ferry.com.
Just Shepler's Ferry.
Just Shepler's Ferry.com.
Shepler's Ferry.com. Chris Shepler, still the president of Shepler's Mackinac Island Ferry. Best to your wife, Mikey, and I look forward to seeing you around the island.
Thank you, Paul W. It's always a pleasure seeing you on the island.
Thank you, Chris. It's 844 WJR.